Let us commence with hymn 1043. You may be surprised that I announce this again as we sang it on Sunday evening. But on Sunday night it was with me for some hours, but grace a spring of hope supplies. And then last night, faithless may prove and give up all. Those who know the battle between sin and grace, between hope and despair, perhaps will not mind if we sing it again. Hymn 1043. Deal gently with thy servant, Lord, and if the rod should needful be, thy seasonable aid afford, my soul in trouble flies to thee. Hymn 1043.
Thank you. May the Lord help us to read the Gospel according to St. John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold, and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him, whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him, and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. Amen. May the Lord bless to us his word and grant us prayer. O Lord, have mercy on us, we beseech thee. Come and graciously condescend. Stoop down to our cases. Lord, oh, we pray that thou wouldst grant the power of thy resurrection to raise the dead. Can these dry bones live? Lord, thou knowest. And Lord, they did, because thou didst cause flesh, sinews to come upon them, and thou didst put breath in them. And they stood upright, a great army. O Lord, we pray, put forth that power even this evening, we pray, upon us. Lord, that we might be brought up from the dust. Lord, that we might be delivered from death, dryness. Lord, that we may know real spiritual life. O Lord, that we might have life eternal granted unto us by the gift of faith in thy dear Son. For this is thy will, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him might have everlasting life. And thou hast said, I'll raise him up at the last day. Lord, we need raising up today, every day of our lives. Lord, raise us above this earth, above all our carnal nature, above ourselves, Lord, above the things that we have to attend to in our daily lives, Lord, above all our foolish thoughts, above all our natural desires, above all our natural emotions and thoughts and deeds and acts and words, Lord, that we might be in the Spirit. Breathe on these bones so dry, so dead, thy sweetest, softest influence shed in all our hearts abroad. O blessed Spirit of truth, O do conduct us to that blessed place. Conduct, bless, guide thy sinner train to Calvary where the Lamb was slain, and with us there abide. Show us the place where grace abounds. Point us to the bleeding wounds of our incarnate God. Lord, so do grant that blessed lift. Oh, may the Son of Man be lifted up, that we might be lifted up. Lord, lifted up in one sense, brought up out of the horrible pit, laid low in another sense, at thy feet, abhorring ourselves and adoring thee. Oh, do mercifully save us from all our pride. Lord, we do not discern it till thou dost show us it. Cleanse us from secret faults, from our self-righteousness, from our lusts, from our covetousness, from our idolatry, from our deceitfulness. Lord, from every sin. Purge us thoroughly, we pray. Create in us clean hearts, and renew a right spirit. We seek for thy people. Lord, hear the prayer of the destitute. Lord, do grant answers of peace, even in thy house tonight, that thy name may be glorified, thy people edified, saved. Lord, that is what we need. Thou knowest those who have come in feeling lost. Lord, help them now even to cry, Lord, save me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Lord Jesus, oh, be pleased for thy name's sake to reveal thyself and assure us, Lord, that we are thine. Assure us, Lord, that thy Father hath given us to thee, and that thou hast purchased us with thine own precious blood, redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. O Lord, we do pray that thou wouldst speak then to thy sheep, in the way we've read from thy word this evening. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me, and I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. O Lord, do bless thy people with the experience of that safety, by living faith. Lord, oh, have mercy upon us. Lord, if we do not realize our danger, convince us of that, that we may feel the need of safety. And Lord, we pray, grant that grace may be given to flee to the place of safety. Lord, what fools we are. Oh, we pray thou take the fool and make him wise. Lord, those who in the words of the scripture are fools because of their transgressions and their iniquities are afflicted. But Lord, thy word goes on to speak of thy salvation of those same fools. Lord, we plead for it. Oh, may thy people hear thy voice tonight. Unto you, O men, I call, and my words are to the sons of men. O ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Lord, we pray, grant us that understanding of faith. O Lord, the entrance, even in a little measure, into those mysteries that are hidden from the wise and prudent and revealed unto babes. Lord, we pray, then do bless thy word. Grant to one every word to speak. Lord, we pray for thy gospel, that it may come even unto us, that it may have that effect thy servant Paul spoke of. Ye know what manner of entering in we had among you, how ye turned from God, from idols, to serve the living God. Lord, we pray for that gospel to turn us from our idols to worship God in the person of his Son, to worship Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Lord, we pray for this people, do richly bless them. Lord, be with them each. Lord, do let thy work appear unto thy servants and thy glory to their children. Lord, we do pray, Lord, that it may be evident that thy spirit remaineth among them by those signs following the preaching of the word, by sinners hearing with spiritual ears, being made good grand hearers, not only hearers but doers of the word. Lord, we pray, oh, grant the clear witness of thy spirit. Oh, we do pray, Lord, forgive the sins against thee, blessed Spirit of truth, and turn and have mercy upon us and grant us thy gracious influence, the quickening of the dead, the convincing of sin, the leading to Christ, the inditing of prayer, the revealing of Christ and the sealing, the witnessing. Lord, the application of the word, the fruits of the Spirit brought forth, joy and peace in believing, a good hope through grace, that love shed abroad in the heart. Lord, that deliverance from the dominion of sin, that gracious separation, that unction and that savour. Lord, we pray for it. Lord, that was granted to those that have never had it, and restore it in the experience of those that have lost it. through sin, wanderings, backslidings, turnings aside. Lord, the turning from the voice of Almighty God and attending unto the voice of the devil and the flesh and the world. O Lord, return in mercies unto Zion, we pray, unto us individually. We seek for the afflicted thy merciful help, thy healing according to thy will, but much more, thy blessing in the soul. We pray, Lord, for bereaved ones, as comfort them. Sanctify, Lord, the death of others to us. O Lord, leave us not to a hardened condition concerning death. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wouldst grant that gracious trembling the hymn writer spoke of. Think and tremble. Death is now upon the road. Oh, we pray to be prepared for that moment when we must meet death. The appointment, Lord, we do not know, Lord, when it will be. But there is a certainty. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after death the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Lord, do make us watchful and prayerful. Oh, the solemn warning thou hast spoken, Lord, in thy word. If ye will not watch, I will come on thee in an hour when ye think not. Lord, we pray to be prepared, that it may be a blessed change, a deliverance from all sorrow and all sin, and all our old wretched nature, and the devil, and the things, Lord, that separate us from thee here below, to be with thee. Lord, have mercy. Lead us forth by that right way, Lord Jesus, that we might go to that city of habitation. We pray for the young. Lord, we seek according to thy will their salvation. Oh, be very merciful unto them. Those dead in sins, do quicken them. Any who have left thy house, bring them back. And Lord, we pray for the seekers, that hidden work in the heart. Lord, we pray they may be finders, according to thy promise. They that seek me early shall find me. And then, Lord, it will not be hidden any longer. And, oh, Lord, we pray for those, that blessed grace of the fear of the Lord, which cannot be hid either. In the life, that fear of the Lord, a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death, the hatred of evil. And Lord, that fear which makes one say, as thy dear handmaid Ruth the Moabitess did, entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee. Thy God shall be my God, thy people my people. Where thou dwellest, I will dwell. And there will I be buried when I die. O Lord, we pray then, unite thy people in thy dear Son. Lord, we pray, bless thy Ruth, thy gleaners. May they find even this evening a handful of purpose let down for them. Let them glean even among the sheaves, reach them parched corn, and Lord, let them dip their morsel in the vinegar. O Lord, if it be thy appointed time, that going down to the threshing floor, the giving of that wondrous promise, I will do to thee all that thou requirest. O that blessed taking of them to be thy wife. Lord, we pray, do good in thy good pleasure to Zion. Help, Lord, in the daily callings. Grant strength and wisdom and all that is needed, sufficient. Grant help, Lord, that in the midst of these things, oh, we may have a spirit putting in our hearts, in our minds, right thoughts, causing there to be that dependence upon thee in these things. And Lord, if it will please thee, that favour of meditation upon better things, even when engaged in lower things. We pray to be kept from evil, from the many temptations and snares which are strewn in the way. We seldom see the snare before we feel the smart. Lord, forgive our falls and recover us from them. Deliver us out of the snare. Pull us out of the net that they have laid privily for us in the way wherein we walked. Lord, wherein we have become too captivated in our daily callings, pull us out of that net that was privily laid for us in the way we walked. And Lord, those objects that are set before us, Lord, turn away our eyes from beholding vanity. Lord, have mercy. Oh, deliver us from the flatterer. Save us, Lord, we pray, from the fear of man which bringeth a snare. We seek, Lord, for aged ones, light at evening time, the light of salvation, the light of the Son of Righteousness, the light of forgiveness. Oh, what a blessing for a poor dying sinner, forgiveness. Lord, do grant it. We pray for help under the infirmities and weakness, the disabilities. Lord, we pray, do help my people. And others, Lord, who have trying things in their life. Younger ones, Lord, in affliction. Be very merciful and gracious to them. The thorns in the flesh, Lord. Oh, do grant thy grace sufficient. They may glory in their infirmity. The power of Christ might be made known in them. We pray for absent ones. Lord, do be with them where they are. Visit them. Those away seeking rest, we pray thy watchful care and thy blessing. Lord, we thank thee for all thy mercies. We little realise, Lord, how much we have to be thankful for. Thou dost sometimes bring us to see a little of it. When thou dost show us what we deserve, or show us, Lord, what is in thy sovereignty poured out upon another from which we are spared. But Lord, oh, when thou dost make known thy grace in thy Son, 'tis then we really realise how much we have to be thankful for. Do grant us thankful hearts. Food and water, clean water, Lord, on tap, when many in the world haven't clean water in a well or a bucket. And Lord, food in such abundance, thy goodness to us even in this guilty land. Seed time and harvest, summer and winter, hot and cold, day and night does not cease. Thy watchful care over us, thy long-suffering forbearance with us. Lord, help us to feel thankful. Go on to be gracious, we pray. Pardon what we've asked amiss. And Lord, since sin is mixed with all we do, we dare not, we cannot ask in our name. We would ask in that worthy name, the name of him in whom thou art well pleased, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 295. I asked the Lord that I might grow in faith and love and every grace, might more of his salvation know and seek more earnestly his face. Hymn 295.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help, I venture to direct you to John chapter 10, reading verse 9. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 10, verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. I am the door. The door of his sheep, the door through which each of his sheep enter the sheepfold. He began this chapter by saying, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The Lord's people, they enter by his entering. Oh, it will be so blessedly abundantly seen at last when each of his sheep enter heaven, the place where he has entered. He is for them entered. Whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. His people then enter through him, in him, by him. There is no other way for this place that they enter into. It is eternal life. It is eternal life. And there is no way of entering into eternal life but by him who said, I am come, they might have life. Oh, that path the Son of God took when he left those realms of bliss and came down, made that infinite stoop and came down to this world and took our nature without sin. A man of sorrows all his life till that moment when he said, it is finished. His sorrows then were finished. Yet he remembers his sorrows. And he has that blessed sympathy with his people in their sorrows, able to succor them that are tempted. There's no temptation which has taken you, child of God, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will, with the temptation, make a way of escape. And that way of escape is him who has suffered being tempted, but stood with divine power against it. The one who has prevailed against temptation. He prevailed against temptation for his people. Our captain stood the fiery test, and we shall stand through him and through him alone. Poor Peter fell, but he had a better standing than that he spoke of in pride. I'm ready to go with thee even to death. He had a better standing than that, a more secure standing than Peter's legs. Those legs that the spouse speaks of in the Song of Solomon, like pillars of marble, set in sockets of gold, unmovable. Blessed be God for the standing which the Father has granted unto his church in Christ Jesus. I am the door. The illustration that the Lord uses here is clearly that of the Eastern Shepherd. There were not fields in which the sheep were kept, fenced, but they were led by the shepherd through that countryside to find them that pasture and because that countryside was inhabited by wild beasts who the sheep were a prey to, it was of necessity that when night fell, those sheep must be led by the shepherd into the fold. And the custom of the Eastern Shepherd was that he himself formed the door. So that if any wild beast sought to get into those sheep through that door, they must get past the shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Oh, what a safe flock this is. That as the shepherd of Israel, who gave his life for his sheep as the door, there's no other safety. My mind goes to the Passover night. It was really, though the illustration is different, the circumstances were different. It was still really the shepherd that was the door, wasn't it? When those Israelites with hyssop sprinkled that blood of the lamb on the doorposts and the lintels, and God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Was that the blood of the lamb he was talking about? In the immediate context, yes, but that blood of the lamb couldn't secure those Israelites. How could it? It is not possible for the blood of bulls and of goats to put away sin. It is the blood of the Lamb of God that God saw. That he spoke of when he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. I am the door. I am the door. But then, in this verse, the Lord speaks not so much of the safety of the preservation, but of the entering. It's not only the door to secure those inside from the enemy, from sin, from Satan, from the law, from every foe. He's the door by which they enter. I am the door. Firstly. And the Lord again refers to it in this chapter, does he not? A flock that is given to him. A flock given to him by his Father. He says they shall never perish. In another place, he spoke like this. Those that thou gavest me I've kept. None of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. I am the door. Those given to me by my Father. By this eternal transaction, this giving of this flock unto the shepherd by his father, by me if any man enter in. They were given unto him to redeem. The father ever saw this flock in their shepherd, ever viewed them complete in him. And because of that relationship in union with the Lamb, from condemnation free, the saints from everlasting were and shall forever be. Each of these, they shall enter into life by the new birth. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in. There's no entering into eternal life in your sinful flesh, sinner. Your flesh can't enter in. The word says so. Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. He that doeth the will of my Father shall. And how shall that be? Can the flesh do the will of the Father? No. It does the very opposite. It ever was and still is against God at such enmity, abhorrence of him, disobedience of him, desires not him, doesn't even have a desire to serve him, let alone an ability to do so. I am the door, by me. We know it is by the Holy Spirit in the actual effecting of the new birth. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. But you see, every newborn soul, they have the Spirit of Christ, that life in them. Born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, by me, if any man enter in. But then, the Lord help me to, in some measure, trace out this entering in by this door in that quickened soul's experience. Firstly, the point that comes to my mind is this, there is an entering in. And so we must speak of there being a feeling sense of not being entered, a feeling sense of being outside, not a possessor of eternal life, not a possessor of Christ, not a member of his flock in their soul's feelings. Not entering into the blessedness of having Christ as my shepherd. Each of these are brought to feel this. Oh, how they try to climb up some other way. But the Lord never allows any one of his sheep to succeed to climb up another way. Of course, when the Lord spoke of he that climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber, he didn't mean that there were some that actually climbed up into the fold and got into the fold. What he meant was surely those that think they've entered, those that appear, even to men, to be among those that have entered. Oh, the solemnity. The deceitfulness of man's heart. And the awful deceptiveness. How we can, in hypocrisy, appear to be a sheep in the fold, Oh, by our conversation we make. There are examples in the Word of God, are there not? Of those appear to be sheep in the fold. But in the end, it's proved that they weren't even in the fold at all. But what I was saying was this, that the Lord will not allow any one of his people to climb up some other way, however hard they try. Think of the law of God. What does it say? With regard to life, it says, do this, and thou shalt live. And oh, how the quickened soul, who has the law in some measure applied to their heart, till it comes in that measure that strikes them dead, how they try to climb up this way, do this, and thou shalt live. Perhaps not in the sense of trying to keep every one of the Lord's commandments. They may acknowledge, no, that's not possible. But what about when he turns the gospel itself, in the graces of that gospel brings repentance, faith, the exercise of those graces, confession, prayer, turns those things into duties and tries to get into this fold by making so many confessions, praying so many prayers, doing so many things. But as you sung in that hymn just now, the Lord overturns the whole and brings that sinner to feel and know, I cannot do the least thing to get into this fold. I cannot do the least thing to save myself from this death, this spiritual death. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. That opens up another line of thought. And it opens up the truth with regard to that person I've just briefly spoken of, who is brought to feel they cannot do the least thing toward their salvation. If one good wish could purchase heaven, I could not to that wish aspire. Have you been walking that way today? Have you been groaning under that body of sin and death today? You're earthy, you're carnal. And what is it if we try and make ourselves of our own power spiritual? We never succeed. We might make ourselves sanctimonious. We might give ourselves a long face. We might abstain from doing certain things. But that isn't making ourselves spiritual. We may say many prayers and make many confessions, but that isn't repenting and praying. That sinner is lost. And that's the opposite of what the Lord says he will be when he enters in by this door. Saved. Each one that enters by this door then enters as a lost sinner. Utterly lost. The law condemns them. They're lost in Adam, their first father. They're lost in their own transgressions. They're lost in their own worldliness. They're lost in their own unbelief. They're lost in their own blindness. Utterly lost. By me, if any man enter in. How could that one possibly come to enter in by the door? By me, if any man enter in. By me. When every part of this sinner's lost condition is with regard to the sin, an abomination in God's sight. How could God look upon that one, black and filthy, sinful, undone, a rebel? The Lord describes him in the epistle, in the prophecy of Ezekiel, a babe cast out into the open field, not salted at all, nor swaddled at all, polluted in his own blood. And when I passed by thee, thy time was a time of love. This door is the door of God's love. And that this door is the one by whom God makes his love known to sinners. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. It's because God loves this sheep that they are made to feel lost. And it is because God loves this sheep in his dear son. He loves them in his son. He sends the Spirit by me, by the merits of Jesus, by the Father's delight in his dear son. By the name which the Father has given his dear Son, Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. By me, the Holy Ghost is given. The Lord Jesus particularly spoke this, didn't he? He spoke of the Holy Spirit, but when the Comforter is come, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. By me, the Spirit, revealing the door. Oh, what a blessing that is. A revealed Christ. We're not speaking yet to the full revelation by which that one enters in. We're speaking at the moment of that revelation that gives this poor lost sinner a glint of light in his dark place. Sets before that poor lost sinner a possibility. Do not mistake what I'm saying. When I say a possibility, I mean that possibility the leper spoke of when he said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. In the mind of God and in the work of God, it's a certainty, not a possibility. But in the experience of this person, it's a possibility. Since Jesus died to save the lost, perhaps he died for me. By me, if any man enter in. Now, what the Spirit speaks, points out of this one, is who he is and what he has done. He's the Son of God. Now this poor lost son of Adam when they have Jesus preached to them, the Son of God. That is the Son by whom poor sinners are raised from the dreadful condition of being a son of Adam to the blessed, exalted position of being a son of God. Ah, that one that was outside. And they saw the favour of the Lord's people, but felt to be not like unto them. No, and you cannot be like unto them, but by the Son of God. My dear friend, I must speak to myself and to you the solemn warning. We can copy the people of God, but that doesn't make us the people of God. We can copy their language. We can copy their prayers. We can copy their preaching. We can so far copy their walk. But that doesn't make us the people of God. And this poor sinner that is outside the fold, they feel it. David felt it, didn't he? Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. I was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. How is it possible? Have mercy upon me, O God. On what ground? According to the multitude of thy loving kindnesses, blot out my transgressions. And you see, in preaching Christ to this poor sinner, declaring the will of the Father, that not by their obedience, but by the obedience of Jesus Christ. Not by their faith, but by the faith which Jesus Christ is the author of. Not by their repentance, but by the repentance which Jesus Christ is exalted to give. Not by their righteousness, but by that righteousness which Jesus Christ wrought out. Not by their life, but by his life. Not by their will, but his will. Not by themselves, but by him. Alone they can enter in. I am the door. Oh, the sureness of the door. In that he has entered. He has entered. How did he enter? How did he enter heaven? He entered heaven with his own blood, having shed that blood for his people. Oh, he entered having fulfilled his Father's will. He entered having magnified the Lord, gone to the end of it for righteousness' sake. He entered having stood the mighty conqueror against everything that is shutting out the election of grace in their experience from eternal life. The flaming sword that God put at the gate of the Garden of Eden, it pierced the dear incarnate Son of God. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Now there is the door, in that the thing that bars sinners from the presence of God and from eternal life, from communion with God, from fellowship with God, that sword, it has pierced the dear Son of God. I am the door. I am the door. Oh, not by the deeds of the law can anyone be justified. Not by one's own resolutions can anyone enter that door. Not by one's own merits. Not by one's own anything, but by Christ. Now, another thing we might seek to bring forward concerning this door is this. As Jesus is preached, as the one in whose name God hears prayer, he is set forth by the Spirit as the one unto whom this sinner may approach, asking for entry. Asking for entry. Prayer. I am the door. He said, knock. Knock where? Not at Sinai, but at Zion. Knock, not with much in your hand, much to bring, but with nothing in your hand. Knock, not with a plea to be favoured to come in because of what you've done, but a plea to be favoured to come in through what he has done. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. The key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. He shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. The knock, then, is a plea to be saved. That's how a sinner knocks. When really they are given faith by the Spirit of truth. That woman of Canaan, she had the Lord revealed to her. She knew who he was. That was how she worshipped him. We then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Why, she saw him as the one who alone could help her because of who he was, because of what he was appointed by his father to do. Jonah saw the same one. When he said, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came in unto him, even into his holy temple. That's Christ. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And this is the purpose. This is God's purpose. In all those dealings you've sung of tonight. Because we in our pride and ignorance and self-righteousness, either we do not want to enter at all, or we try and enter with something of our own. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in. But then, by me, if any man enter in. You see, it's when he answers those knocks that a sinner enters in. Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? Now all the entering in is by faith here below. One day, there'll be an entering in, not by faith. He'll die in faith. The believer will die in faith. But he'll enter in and see the Lord without faith. See him face to face. But here below, all entering in is by faith. And if there's one thing that in a sinner's experience shuts him out, is unbelief. But The Lord, you see, in the Holy Spirit in preaching Christ, he preaches him as the giver of faith. I don't know whether I've mentioned it here before. I think I may have done, but it doesn't matter. It'll bear repetition. When I was first walking this path I'm trying to set before you, outside the fold, and trying to get in, I read a sermon by a Scots minister, Jonathan Rankin Anderson. And in it he said, if you never come to Christ as an unbeliever, you'll never come at all. And the Spirit opened my eyes. You see, I was trying to come as a believer. But Christ says, by me, if any man enter in. That poor sinner that knocks with this petition, Lord, give me that faith. That blessed faith, Lord, that makes thee a living, bright reality. That blessed faith that brings liberty. That blessed faith that conquers sin. That blessed faith that applies the blood that thou didst shed on Calvary's cross. That faith that applies it to the heart and conscience. That faith that saves. That faith that justifies. That faith that conquers. Lord, I haven't got it. But Lord, thou hast it to give. By me, if any man enter in. You see, when he speaks in answer to your knock, those words that he says are words of eternal life. The words I speak to you, they are spirit. That's what we need. That's what we need. They are spirit. They get beyond the natural ear. They get beyond the natural mind. They get into the heart. They get beyond the natural senses. Oh, you see, natural senses can't save a poor sinner. This word of the Lord that comes into the heart, it makes a person a believer. He enters in then. It's done in a moment. The words I speak to you, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And if he say that to you, you will believe also in him. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Saved from all his sins. You see, the sinner that's in this fold, the sinner that's the right side of this door, in Christ Jesus, the law can't touch him. Because he's behind, he's in Christ. Who bore all the fiery darts of divine justice, the sword of divine justice. And the law in all its demands can't reach this sinner in the fold, in Christ. Because Christ, their shepherd, has fulfilled all these demands. The hymn writer puts it better than I can. Payment God cannot twice demand. First at the bleeding short his hand, and then again at mine. He shall be saved. He shall be saved. Well, shall he be saved and not know it? That's impossible. You can't be saved by Christ in this way. He speaks here and not know it. You knew you were lost. To those of you that have not this knowledge of salvation by the remission of sins, you know you're lost. And aren't you, when the Spirit leads you in this knocking, aren't you seeking to know you're saved? The knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of sins. He should be saved. Saved by grace. Saved completely. Saved freely. Saved from going down to the pit. Saved from himself. Saved from the devil. Saved from the world. You see, these are the things that the Lord makes this poor sinner feel when they knock at this door. Lord, I'm not safe from the world, except thou save me. I'm not safe from the world by myself keeping myself from it. I cannot. I've tried to keep myself from the world, but I cannot. Lord, grant that I may enter into thee, and then I shall be safe from this world. The world in its allurements, he shall be saved. Oh, if you enter into Christ, my dear friend, you'll be saved from the allurements of this world. By the allurement of Christ, by the affection of Christ, by the love of Christ. The Lord fighting your battle for you. Against the world, against sin, against self, against all your adversaries. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. And shall go in and out and find pasture. Who is at the control of this going in and out? Well, isn't it the one who is the door? He shall go in and out at the bidding of the shepherd. He shall go in and out at the permission, the enabling of the shepherd. It speaks of a blessed liberty. It speaks of a gracious care. How shall he go out and find pasture? Well, I spoke just now of the illustration the Lord uses, the Eastern Shepherd. In the morning when dawn breaks, does the shepherd stand aside from the door and let his sheep go out and find their own pasture? They never would. They never would. They haven't the sense. This is one reason why the Lord uses the sheep to describe his people. They haven't the sense. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture, said David in Psalm 23. He should go in and out. It sets forth then that liberty. It sets forth that tender care of the shepherd. He that enters in by him, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He should go in and out and find pasture. The Lord leads him out. The path the Lord takes him in. The Lord knows the right way. This may be spoken of as referring to all the Lord's leadings of his sheep. And the places he causes them to find pasture. When he leads them out in some path of trial. The Lord, he it is that doth go before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you. They find pasture in affliction, because the Lord sanctifies it to them. They find pasture in trial. When great troubles come upon them again, they find pasture there. As the Lord causes them to call upon him in their troubles, they find pasture in persecution. The apostles rejoiced that they are counted worthy to suffer persecution. Oh, the pasture they find when the Lord leads them in some measure, some tiny measure, into the fellowship of his sufferings. Paul desired it, didn't he? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. The psalmist in 23, he says, he prepareth a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Yes, a table in the presence of his enemies. Oh, for the soul to feed right in the very presence of the enemy, his old nature. Right in the very presence of this world in all its allurements. Right in the very presence here below of Satan. He prepareth a table in the presence of his enemies. And should go in and out and find pasture. We might also speak of this as setting forth that the Lord's sheep are not favoured always to feel to be in Christ. Oh, there may be one here this evening, and you had a hope that you had entered. But now, because of the way the Lord is leading you, you greatly fear that you mistook the matter. You've lost sight of that. You don't feel to be in him. You feel to be out of him. Well, this is surely what the Lord sets forth here. It's something that his people know. I think of that word, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. Oh, my dear friend, if you and I sin, and we're the Lord's people, if we heed not his voice, if we take not heed of the shepherd, he will in chastisement cause us to feel to be out of him. And you know, there is no greater chastisement than that. No greater chastisement than that. For the Lord to withdraw his Holy Spirit from you and withdraw from you that faith you need to be feelingly in him. Withdraw from you the light of his countenance. Withdraw from you the shinings, the speakings of his still small voice. You should go in and out and find pasture. Though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more. For thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And he shall go in again. Ah, and how does the Lord lead his people back in? Isn't it the same way they went in the first time? You know, the last venture of a sheep upon his shepherd is the same as the first. Only he's a worse sinner than ever. He needs more mercy than ever. He knows what Joseph Hart writes in that sacred hymn on Gethsemane. Sins against his name and cause. Sins against his love and blood. Sins immense as is the sea. but he pleads. And if you really plead this, you're seeking to enter by the door, hide me. O Gethsemane, he should go in and out and find pasture. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Chapman will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Timothy Rosier on Wednesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 762. How soft the words my Saviour speaks, how kind the promises he makes. A bruised reed he never breaks, nor will he quench the smoking flax. Hymn 762.
thy word. Lord, thou knowest thy purpose in it, even in this place this evening. Oh, we beg of thee to cause thy word to remain. Make us doers of the word and not hearers only. And oh, do grant that blessed entering, that finding pasture. Forgive all that's been wrong. Keep us safe as we separate. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us. Amen.